prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 December 2021, our last broadcast, live broadcast for the year of 2021. 2022, folks, is going to bring a lot more than we could ever imagine. 2020 was a little rough. Started turning very insane very quickly. 2021 didn't improve at all. Matter of fact, it got worse. 2022, I'm afraid, is going to show us things that none of us are going to want to believe. But before getting into that, tonight, tomorrow is Thursday, and Lord, we're going to be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 to take phone calls. We're here, folks, to talk to you, to give orders. If you like, give a donation, we'd appreciate it. And do that, of course, with credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do. I'm here to answer your questions. Just to do the best can, folks, to be a service to you. You can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 if you don't have long distance. If you do have long distance, you save us a little bit in the phone bill over a month if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And I truly do want to hear from you tomorrow, folks. Really do. I have to tell you right up front. Our donations are way down. Orders are way down. I don't know why, but they are. And that's just the way it is. I'm not complaining. I'm just passing on, because I know you folks want to know this. Things are way down. We're not getting many phone calls at all about anything that's coming up and or anything that we offered on the air. I keep offering the Omicron name where it come from because it's so important to know where it come from. It's demonic. One person, one individual, called and asked for the Omicron name. One out of thousands, one, said, I want to copy that. Are people not concerned with what's going on behind the scenes and the spiritual side of this? Folks, understand this. Before we get into the main topic tonight, everything done in the physical world comes from the spiritual side. Everything that manifests in the flesh comes out from the spiritual side. The Bible says it starts in the heart of man. That's your spirit, folks. Whether it's evil or good, everything is spiritual first. Then it's manifest in the flesh, in the fleshly world. The name Omicron is a beast name, if you will. It is a false god name. It is a satanic name. And we have a 14-page document. Now, you can find it online. Please look it up. But if you can't, we offer it here, folks. Just for covering postage and handling, $5 is all it is. Make all the copies you want, share with your friends, share with your people, with your family. We are now talking about not only physical lives, my friends and brothers and sisters, we're talking about spiritual souls, we're talking about souls, damnation, eternity. I don't like to say that. I wish to goodness I didn't have to say that. I really, really do. But I can't change the truth. I am not by any means the brightest individual in the world. I, folks, on an IQ test, somebody told me one time, so if I had 10 points higher than IQ, I could be a tomato plant. I believe that. But I can be shown the truth and read the truth to understand the truth. If you don't want to understand the spiritual side of this, then by all means, don't contact me. Don't get about the paperwork on Omicron. What's all about? Don't do it. And tomorrow, by the way, we'll be sending out our monthly news magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman News by email, you're missing the best magazine available. I'm not ashamed to say that. I mean, D.V. Kidd even says that. D.V. Kidd has been around a long time fighting this battle. Totally free. All you have to do is call us tomorrow and give us your email address or email me. You can email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. You receive a monthly magazine, and this the meaning of the word Omicron will be in this month's magazine. All right, and that you can get that. Plus, you'll get email blast, usually two or three a day. It's all free, but I won't try to force it on anybody. Obviously, I can't do that. The knowledge is there. The magazine is totally free to you. You just have to call and give us your email address or put it on pastorbutch@startmail.com, and there we are. But I cannot force anyone to eat the truth I'm sending out or to believe the truth I'm sending out. All I can do is tell the truth as best I can understand it and pass it on. That's the only job I have. I'm a watchman. That's all I can do. I'm a New Testament prophet in a sense that I can take the Bible, and I can show you prophecy in the future because it's in the book. Before getting further into what I want to talk about tonight, I want to make a mention of something here. I get a card once in a while, and it's on a label, been printed up, Butch Paul, call decision, or address, from San Bernardino, California. It never returned address on, but it's all the time, and this is a printed card, really fancy-looking card. And talk about Joe Manchin's West Virginia and how we're the first in opioid use, first in deaths per capita, second in obesity, you know, sixth in poverty, right on down the line it goes. And he or she never puts a name on there. You know, and that showed me one thing. Actually, a couple of things. It showed me one thing. The individual is really a coward. And I know this in the broadcast. They wouldn't know where I am. They're a coward. And second, a preacher one time told me, he said, when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit. Obviously, we're throwing the truth at this individual. It's hitting and it's hurting and he's yelping or she's yelping or it may be. So these kind of, I know they send to me to discourage me, folks, but it doesn't discourage me. It actually encourages me because I know the truth. And they're scared of the truth. People who love darkness hate the light. And this individual hates the light. So they send things to try to discourage this ministry. Folks, attacking this ministry is the best thing you can do to encourage us to keep moving. We appreciate the people that appreciate us, but attacks from the other side encourage them more because they're making them yelp. We hit them with the truth, and it's hurting, and they hate it. Now, tonight we're going to discuss some issues. I'm going to play a video clip, audio clip for you here in a little bit. I'm going to try to get about 15 after or so if I can at all possible. But first, before we get there, keep watching on our website under pastorbutch.com, pastorbutch.com. Keep watching under health news. Look for 2-minute video of Fauci, Biden, and Gates, who said right on the video, this we played this, by the way, this weekend is church weekend, too. I keep forgetting that. Saturday we have Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live by going to pastorbutch.com and click on live stream. We can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Or going to live stream on pastorbutch.com. And we'll be discussing some of these things. But you can watch this video Saturday morning, Lord willing, Fauci, Biden, and Gates. And once you get vaccinated, you won't need to wear a mask any longer. You can go anywhere you want to go without being bothered by anything else. And then it goes back around about 30 seconds later and shows him reversing that and say, well, you have to wear a mask. You have to have booster shots. Folks, these men are liars. They are the seeds of Satan. They are the seeds of Satan. They are Satan's people. They are demonically controlled, as most of the world leaders and influencers are. They are demonically controlled. And God help us, Satan has pastors behind the pulpits in America, all the land. That's in the Bible, folks. Satan has his ministers behind the pulpits all over America. They won't tell the truth. They'll shy away from the truth. Everything they can to keep everybody happy and money coming in. Now, I may not get this clip played, Todd, until after Bomb the Air, but I will play it, folks. Bear with us. I just got a text from a friend of mine, Ted Brewer. Y'all know Ted Brewer probably from Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Sent to him by Dr. Mike Yeadon. And he said his friend, Dr. Shagadi Brockday, I'm sorry to butcher her name up, had discovered that the jab is far worse than they thought it was for people's health. I don't have time to read all this, but it destroys the immune system. It attacks the lymph nodes. It destroys their immune system all the way to the point they're open to every autoimmune disease possible. It does things that they've just discovered. It does so much more. It can lead to nasty infections, bacteria of all kinds of all, and just this all these things were sent to me, and this is he said this is far worse than we thought possible, but it's happening. Okay, it's happening. Now, I'm going to lay a case forward to show you that they want the world vaccinated. Then I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to lay this case out first. Anderson Cooper, you know, the queer, the sodomite news broadcaster, you know what I'm talking about. Sure you do. Anyway, he was talking I'm trying to remember who's talking to. Gates was his guest, Bill Gates. But anyway, he said on his broadcast, now this is what he said. He just bounced the idea off Gates if maybe they should cease paying Social Security to those who would not get vaccinated. They tried to deny it, folks. They really tried to deny it. But I went online today and found the video with him saying that to Bill Gates. He asked Bill Gates, what do you think about doing this? This is one thing he said, but not paying the Social Security and other benefits to people who will not get vaccinated. Is this something that might keep you from buying and selling? If you don't get your check, folks, how are you going to buy or sell? How are you going to do anything? You see, the mark is an economic mark when it boils right down to it, but it's also a spiritual mark. Charles Schwab said this. You can find this on video also. And this is not exactly words he said. This is a different topic, a different article, but he said that the fourth industrial revolution will not mean that people will change occupations or jobs. It means they're going to change the people. And that's a paraphrase. You can find that video also. They're going to change the people. Now, I'm going to read to you very quickly one little paragraph what Charles Schwab did say in an interview. Previous industrial revolutions liberated humankind from animal power, made mass production possible, and brought digital capabilities to billions of people. This fourth industrial revolution is, however, fundamentally different. It is characterized by a range of new technologies that are fusing the physical, digital, and biological world. One more time. Fusing the physical, digital, computerized, folks, and biological worlds, impacting all disciplines, economics, and industries, and even changing ideas about what it means to be human. Please, please let that sink in. Because this ties into the clip I'm going to play for you probably after Bomb the Air, because I don't have time to go through this and get there first. But all over the world, folks, including America, we're getting into this, but all over the world, countries are going to make the vaccination compulsory. Australian government hires vaccination hunters to track down those inhabitants who have not had their Fauci vaccine. In Australia, the unvaccinated are fined by the government up to 3,600 euros for not taking the experimental COVID vaccine. And now, starting in February, the government will be sending out vaccination hunters to track down the unvaxxed. Anyone who does not want to be vaccinated in Australia from February 2022 must expect a fine. Employees should ensure that these fines are paid. That is why we are now looking for inspectors. From February, Austria wants to get serious. Anyone over 14 years old has to be vaccinated against corona. The Austrian government announced this last week. Now, I'm going to stop at that as far as reading this article. Did you hear what I said? Anyone 14 years old in Austria, after their age 14, must be vaccinated. And up until then, they'll be paying fines. But they're going to force vaccination in Austria. Indonesia introduced a sweeping mandate in February, an attempt to accelerate this immunization program, and that residents could be denied, pay attention, residents could be denied social assistance, government services, or face harsh financial penalties if they do not comply. Are you seeing a pattern here, folks? Are you? Greece. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said he struggled with the decision to mandate vaccination for people age 60 and over, but that it's a price to pay for health. The rule will come into force from 16 January, and those who fail to comply will face a monthly fine about 85 pounds. That's, of course, English money. A hefty chunk of change, averaging on a monthly pension of 730. So, think about this, folks. Actually, it's 100 drachma per month out of 730. So that's a bit. They're going to cut right into the pension. If you don't get it, you're going to get your pension cut. So we are seeing, folks, something happen here in the world, not just here in America, but worldwide, where people are going to pay or tax or pay departments. And as Cooper said, maybe we will just cut off the Social Security checks. New York City announces door-to-door vaccination teams will come to your house and pay you $100 to take the death jab. Folks, why in the name of God would they be doing this if this is so good for people? And people are not getting sick, you know, if COVID is, all those been vaccinated, if all the ones been vaccinated are not getting sick now, if they're all doing very well, why would anyone hesitate? It'd be working, wouldn't it? But the truth is, 85% of those getting sick with COVID already had the vaccine. That's the truth, worldwide. Higher in some places. People as a whole are not all fools, people. They can see the truth. They know what's going on. This is a forced vaccination, a forced jab, and it's not to keep you healthy. If it was, why do you have to have another one, and then another one, and then another one? And why do you have to force people to take something that's good for them? In order to get more people vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus, New York City Bill de Blasio has announced the deployment of door-to-door vaccination teams. Mostly poor people throughout the Big Apple will be targeted with de Blasio's new scheme, which involves offering $100 cash incentives to anyone who rolls up their sleeve for the injection. For $100, they will let them put that filthy, deadly contraption and concoction in the bodies. If a vaccination team comes to you, de Blasio, they can provide vaccination to the whole family. The teams come to your home with the ability to provide whatever help you need. $100 is available for every family member. Wow. They're going to go door to door to make sure that everything is just worked out for our good. Wow. UK malls door-to-door vaccination squads. The UK is considering a plan to send door-to-door vaccination squads to the homes of unvaccinated Britons in an effort to reach an estimated 5 million people who haven't taken the jab, according to Daily Mail. The initiative has been discussed by the Department of Health, NHS England, and number 10 over the past week as part of a nationwide drive to send vaccine teams into areas which have the lowest vaccination rates and are floating it as an alternative to lockdowns and other restrictions, as well as a solution to encourage vaccination in rural areas or households where people cannot easily travel to a vaccine center. Now, folks, listen to this article. I think anyone that encourages the vaccine hesitant, is sensible, said one cabinet member, who then warned, the mood in the country is hardening against people who refuse to be vaccinated. In other words, get vaxxed despite the fact that Omicron laughs at the vaccine and hardly anyone has died of it. This comes as SAGE warned the UK this is about to hit a large wave of COVID hospitalization. So they're going to go door to door. And Boris Johnson and his crew have said there are plans to close schools in January. There's been a pushback of any hint of lockdowns or other restrictions. I'm in favor of all free choice, but there comes a point when you cannot lock up the majority of the country or vaccinated for the 10% who refuse to be. He said, I'm all in favor of free choice, but there comes a point. Mm-hmm. You can lock up the majority of the country who are vaccinated for the 10% who refuse to be. I have to ask this question again. Maybe I'm dumber than a rock. I don't know. When people are vaccinated, why are they afraid of the disease? If the vaccinations worked, why are they getting sick? Is this really hard to understand? I mean, is this complicated? Is this beyond the average person's comprehension? If the vaccination works, why are they so scared of me? Governor DeWine of Ohio said on the news this evening that the reason vaccination is spreading is because of the unvaxxed. Folks, we got to get this through our heads. This is not a vaccination. This is a move to destroy the people. It's a move to call the population. The World Economic Federation has said they want to bring the world population down to 500 million out of 8 billion. What do you think? This is what the pervert mayor, Lori Lightfoot, has to say. And I said pervert. She's a pervert. She's a pervert. I don't apologize, folks, what I'm saying. If you don't like what I'm saying, turn the radio off. Go listen to somebody else that tickles ears. This preacher won't tickle ears. I don't get paid to tell the truth, and I sure ain't get paid enough to tell a lie. I don't get paid at all, except for my Father in heaven, and those have been blessed to take care of and lead as maybe a friend and a pastor for years. I'm blessed that way more than adequately blessed and paid. But no one sent me money to tell anything but the truth, and I'm going to tell the truth no matter how much you pay me. This Lori Lightfoot and her husband, God help us. Your time is up, Chicago mayor threatens unvaccinated with draconian measures. Your time is up. Unvaccinated residents of Democratic stronghold of Chicago have been put on notice by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who said in a Tuesday tweet, to put it simply, if you have been living vaccine free, your time is up. If you wish to live life as with the ease to do the things you love, you must be vaxxed. Oh yeah, it means we won't be able to go to bars, restaurants, fitness centers, entertainment, recreation. None of these things will be shut down to those who are unvaxxed. And folks, if you go to our website, PastorBush.com, look in the health news, look in the police state, you'll see people in restaurants being herded out by 15, 20 cops. You'll see a little 4 or 5-year-old boy, maybe 6-year-old boy, being scared to tears when cops show up at his table. Oh, this is new NYPD. These are the people you have sworn to uphold the Constitution and keep you safe. Backing the mayor de Blasio and the governor of New York, who both are absolutely nothing but tyrants, tin horn tyrants. They should be laughed out of office. Should be took out and tarred and feathered. And for treason against this nation, hung on a gallows somewhere. Preacher, you saying that? Yes, ma'am, I'm saying it. Yes, sir, I'm saying it. And I don't apologize for saying it. We'll read to you some verses out of Revelation 13, which pay attention. For years and years and years, I was taught that the mark of the beast is going to be easy to recognize. It's going to be a chip in the forehead or the right hand. It's going to be so easy. I mean, it's going to happen. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue, this man's going to rise up and say, hey, we're going to chip you. If you don't take your chip, you know, we'll buy or sell. And it's going to just happen real quickly. The preacher didn't teach it. I didn't teach it. I didn't know it for years. Satan is not that big a fool. He's not that big a fool. The Bible says that a man that doesn't believe in God's a fool. Satan believes in God. Believe me, he does. He knows him personally. He knew he couldn't take man down this path overnight. So he started easing things in that appeal to the flesh and make life easier in this world, in this world system. He did it very easily, folks. All he did, under Roosevelt, for example, he brought in the Social Security benefits. You trust us, we'll take your pay, we'll put it back. When you retire, we'll give you a pittance every month. We'll watch after you. And if that wasn't enough, they started, of course, with Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, and on and on and on it goes. I can name so much as I can't remember them all. Food stamps. All those sound so wonderful to the flesh because the flesh loves benefits. The flesh loves ease. The flesh loves free gifts. The flesh is greedy, stupid, insensible, and bestial. And that's what becomes Americans as a whole, including me. I didn't know. No one taught me. I had no preacher to lead me. I had no one to warn me what I was walking into. And folks, we're in a final shove. We're in a final shove for a total takedown on the beast system. We're in a final shove worldwide right now. And if you don't stand up and resist right now, you probably won't win in this world. But if you don't stand up right now, we have no chance of winning at all. If you won't resist wearing a mask, if you don't resist being told you got to take a jab in your body that's against the laws of God to do, because it has aborted baby parts in it, I say it's aborted baby parts in it, why in the name of God do you think he's going to honor you in eternity? Don't you know that the fearful are the first ones cast into hell? Read it for yourself. It's in your book. Don't you know that we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter, my mind went blank on that. Chapter 2, verse 17, I believe it is. I don't know. I have to look it up again. My mind goes blank on that, folks. I'm sorry. But we're told that the effeminate men, no, not the homosexuals, the next part of that same verse says, abusers themselves with mankind. That's homosexuals. Effeminate men are womanish, soft, cowardly men. They said they're not going to be entered the kingdom of heaven. They're going to hell. You can go to church and you can say anything you want to. If you're going along, get along, because you're too afraid to stand, you're damning your soul to hell. That's in the Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. But now, back to the scriptures. Revelation 13. Let's look at very quickly one verse before we get into the mark. And I know this is anybody wants to hear. I didn't write this book. I had nothing to do with it. Verse 7 said, it was given unto him, the beast system, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Back at the break, folks, a lot more to talk about. Across regions, more phone calls. I know the next program is kind of hard and straightforward, but I had no other way to tell you but the truth, straight up and down the way it goes. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, if you've heard that theme song probably played for years, this is war. We're at World War III right now, and we're now talking about eternal souls, not just physical bodies and physical materials and physical earth. We're talking about souls now, folks, souls. In Revelation 13, like I said, verse 7, the beast was given the power to overcome the saints through God Almighty. He was given authority, power over every kindred, tongue, and nation, so there's no place to run and hide. You're not going to escape in Mexico, you're not going to escape in Taiwan, you're not going to escape in Russia, you're not going to escape anywhere, because he's going to be given the power over all kindred, tongues, and nations. He has to have it in order to fulfill verse 16. And he called us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that's where everybody says, "Whoa, I've got that." Satan is, we're not going to fall for that. We may have fallen for everything else. We're not going to fall for that. We're not going to be snared in that. Of course we get Social Security. Of course we trust government. Of course we trust them. Of course we'll take our vax. No. No, there's a lot more to it than that. Let's keep reading, okay? Now pay attention. And all those who do not know Christ, folks, will take this mark. And a lot of them who go to church are going to take this mark. He said that no man might buy or sell. Now pay attention, my friends, very carefully. Save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You know the number, folks. Of course, 666. Did you notice there's a mark, the name of the beast, the number of his name? Three things there that will damn you to hell. Now remember that the mark will be used for commercial purposes. What has been our main concern in most of our lives, all of our lives? How are we going to eat? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to take vacation? How are we going to buy that new car? And have been most of our lives wrapped up in that? In earthly needs? Money to pay bills? Money to enjoy ourselves? Money for retirement? Free medical care from the government? Had that not been part of our downfalling for decades and decades in this country? Has it not? We're more concerned about physical world than we're the spiritual world. Now the whole world's going to hell. All at once. If this jab had just been put in Russia or China or just the U.S. and that's always all that was involved, you could say, well, that's not anything too important. This is a worldwide move to get every living individual on this earth vaccinated to cut the population down to 500 million out of 8 billion. There's proof coming out now that in this country alone, there's proof coming out, folks, there's proof coming out, you'll see it soon, that close to 500,000 people in this country have died from the vaccination. Over 400,000 died from the vaccination. This proof's coming out, you'll see it soon. And they know it. The other side knows it. They got to move very quickly. Now, I'm going to play an audio for you here, and I'm going to explain to you. The lady talking, speaking with an English accent. She doesn't speak QW like I do, so she'll be hard to understand. Anyway, English accent. Talking about something very important that I didn't know was in me until a couple months ago. Matter of fact, nobody knew about DNA till some years ago. No one knew what DNA was. Nobody actually knew how it worked or how important it was. DNA has brought in the capabilities of mind control, digital control, IDs for everybody in the world, where you come from, who your relatives are, and what your unique ID is your DNA. Now, folks, why would anyone want to change your unique DNA? What's in the DNA that they want to control? What do they want to change? This video is 12 minutes long. This audio is 12 minutes long. Listen to it. I'll be back in about 10 till to take phone calls if you want to talk to me. But I urge you, I beg you, please you to listen to what this audio is saying. There's a video with it, too. You can find it on our website if you can get there to it. If you have a computer, if you don't, listen to the words. Try to comprehend what's being said because it's very, very important. Listen closely. Todd, go and play it, please.
Psalm 139, verse 14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are marvelous, and my soul knows it very well. My bones were not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book or scroll all the days of my life were written and engraved before ever they took shape, when as yet there were none of them. Now did you know that every single strand of human DNA is marked with the name of God? How, you ask? Because there are sulfide bonds holding together the two strands that make up the DNA. And these bonds occur after the 10th pair of nucleotides, again after the 5th pair, and then 6 pairs later, and again 5 pairs later. The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Yod. The 5th letter is He. The 6th letter is Vav. Yod, He, Vav, He spells Yahweh. I will say it again. God's name is on every human chromosome. You are made in His image and sealed with the name of your Creator. Every cell in your body is hallmarked, and it is this very divine hallmark that the enemy desires to obliterate. By injecting loaded messenger RNA into cells, one can sneak fragments of foreign enemy DNA through the carefully guarded nuclear walls and unload their contents into the scroll of DNA that God wrote for you. That's like pasting some pages of a counterfeit author's book into the middle of the instruction blueprint God wrote. What is actually happening is that the name of God, written into the sulfide bond arrangement in the DNA scroll, is being erased. The beautiful scroll engraved by God to create a man in His image is being sabotaged, and from that moment of splicing onward, instead of instructions being released from the palace for life and health and security of the body, the inserted DNA loads up the messenger RNA trolley with instructions for the protein factory in the cell outside the palace to start manufacturing enemy spike proteins. The protein factory just does what is told. Whatever orders arrive from headquarters are immediately carried out. To put it simply, once the potion is injected into the body, every single citadel guarding the scroll signed with the name of their creator within you is hijacked and forced to issue instructions to manufacture weapons of death. which will not only kill you at some point, but also the people around you. It is a cleverly engineered coup on a worldwide scale to throw off the rulership of God over his creation. So who is behind this dastardly plot? What does Psalm 2 say? In verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The word for band means bond, halter or restraint. Is it not the carefully placed sulfide bonds that depict Yahweh's name, which are disrupted and broken asunder by the vaccine contents? The word cord in Hebrew also means entwined, rope, or thick boughs. Is the DNA not entwined like a rope? Perhaps you can now see the plan of the kings of the earth, the elite, who are banding together and arraying themselves against the Lord. The plan is to hijack his creation, destroy his image, remove his signature, and transform the human body into a genetically modified part human, part computer, which can be controlled externally. Sounds like science fiction, but tragically, it is the truth. Satan hates all who are made in God's image. Every earthen vessel that is intended to become a dwelling place of his spirit, receiving daily communication from the throne room of heaven. For centuries, he has been content to defile the bodies and souls of man by luring them into sin of every kind. But always, his greatest ambition has been to sit in the place intended only for God in the human body. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4 says, his intention is to sit as God in the temple of God, setting himself forth as if he is God. Many are waiting for the third temple to be built so that the Antichrist can go and sit in it. But the body of Christ is the third temple, a temple not built with hands. And the diabolical deception currently underway is the first step in the rollout of the plan to install the abomination that causes desolation right within the holy place of the third temple. In the holy place, the place where the unique engraved scroll of your Creator is stored in a walled citadel, the enemy has already lifted up his battle cry. How apt is the cry of the psalmist in Psalm 74? Verse 3 says, direct your feet quickly to the perpetual ruins and desolations. The foe has devastated and desecrated everything in the sanctuary. In the midst of your holy place, your enemies have roared with their battle cry. They have set up their own emblems for signs of victory. They seemed like men who lifted up axes upon a thicket of trees to make themselves a record. And then all the carved wood of the holy place they broke down with hatchets and hammers. They have set your sanctuary on fire. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name by casting it to the ground. O God, how long is your adversary to scoff and reproach? Is the enemy to blaspheme and revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, even your right hand? Draw it out of your bosom and consume them and make an end of them. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name. There is no better description of what is happening worldwide in the human body than these words. And in every nation, believers are being coerced into taking the supposed health-inducing jab. Is this not causing the great falling away described in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3? The totality of the scheme is to leave the third temple desolate, destroyed, overtaken, and subjugated to an ancient enemy who always coveted God's throne and the worship of God's bride. Apostasia, the Greek for falling away, means defection from truth and comes from the Strong's G647, which means to separate, the writing of divorcement. How significant that a fragment of DNA writing is what separates or breaks asunder the record of God's name in the human DNA. Now obviously the smuggling in of the death warrant to the guarded throne room involves deception and subterfuge. No one would allow such an intrusion if it was advertised by its true content. The coup is enacted under the guise of a delivery of a basket of wishes for health and happiness. Revelation chapter 18 speaks of the judgment that is incurred by those who carry out this deception. As you read the selected verse, remember that the Greek word translated sorceries is pharmakia, the word from which we get pharmacy or dispenser, medicine. Revelation 18 verse 23b. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, for by your sorceries all nations were deceived. So it is pharmaceutical deceptions which are employed to pull the wool over the eyes of all the nations. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11 says, a strong delusion is released so that people believe a lie. The Greek for delusion comes from a root word meaning deceiver or imposter. So the recurring theme is deception, which brings destruction. No surprise that pharmakia also means witchcraft and comes from a root word meaning drug or poisoner. Poison is intended to induce the death of the victim. The word tells us that the life is in the blood. It is surely no coincidence that the foreign spike proteins, which the human body is forced to produce after it is hijacked, trigger blood clots, which in turn cause fatal heart attacks and strokes. It is Satan who seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came that you may have life and have it abundantly. Satan desires to remove God's image and replace it with his image. Revelation 14 verse 9 tells us that. He plans to remove God's name and replace it with his name. Revelation 14 verse 11. Ask yourself, who else could be behind the erasing of God's name in your DNA scroll? Beloved, God says his people perish for lack of knowledge. Many pastors and shepherds worldwide are urging their congregations to receive the pharmakia on offer. May the sheep wake up and see the edge of the precipice before they plunge over it. I would urge you to guard and keep your temple holy unto the Lord. Do not allow it to be breached. Cherish his name encoded into the scroll of life within you, and take refuge under the shadow of his wings. Do not run to Egypt or Babylon for help. Do all you can to boost your divinely built immune system naturally, and do not allow yourself to be deceived. Be a lover of truth. Seek truth. Go after it. 2 Thessalonians 2 is clear that it is those who do not love truth who will fall prey to the strong delusion wrapping its fingers around the globe. Do not succumb to those who call evil good and scheme to overthrow and render your holy place desolate. You will pay for it with your life. Rather, entrust yourself to him who is the truth, the life, and the way. Choose life that you and your children may live. And I want to end with 2 Corinthians 6 verse 16. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separated, says the Lord, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And the word for unclean thing is akathartos, meaning foul, unclean, and demonic. May God Almighty give you the strength to stand uncompromising in the days which we are facing. Amen.
All right, folks. I want to add to that. If you cannot now see the truth behind this, you saying, preacher, that I took the mark of the beast, I didn't say that. But I certainly want to tell you that you come a long ways in a bad direction. I can't tell you what to do if you've been vaccinated. I don't have the answer. They said repentance for sure. Heartfelt repentance. We've been maneuvered by fear, my friends. By fear, we decide we'd like to have Social Security because who's going to take care of us when we get older? Families one time did that, no longer. We do it man's way, not God's way. By fear, we've taken free medical care and free health care and free jabs and free everything. We've done it all because we want to save our lives. That's natural. But again, we put our trust in pharmakia, man, witchcraft. That's what we've done. We've done all this because we're afraid of starving, afraid of going nude, afraid of losing our home, afraid of going naked, afraid of being destitute. And Hebrews chapter 11 said many people in the faith chapter were destitute. They lived in caves. They had no food, no water. They were killed for the cause of Christ. Folks, it's coming again in the book of Revelation. Many will be martyred because of Christ. They won't take the mark. And now we see the world turn against those, the ones who would call themselves vaxxed, are turning against those of us who will not be vaxxed. And there would be the dividing lines already there, and the war lines have been drawn. We've walked by fear far too long. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. So how are you going to please God and walk in fear? God destroyed the earth the first time with Noah was on this earth because the DNA of man had been perverted by the sons of Satan, by the angels, the fallen angels, the followers of Satan. They perverted the man's DNA then, and God destroyed the earth. All but one family. They're doing it again right now. This is the same thing going through the same process, destroying DNA. Take the name of God out of us, and I just read from Revelation 13. That the name of the beast is one of the ways taking the mark. You saying, preacher, that I got the name of the beast in me? I didn't say that either. But if you have the name, if they take out the name of Yahweh, name of God out of us, what name did he put in us? That's a very serious question. I can't answer it all the way. I wish I had more answers. And as time goes along, maybe he'll give me more answers. He sends wise people into my life that I trust and I can listen to and I can believe to tell me the truth. And I search out there what they say to make sure they tell me the truth. And then I'm not afraid to pass it on. He showed me things through the scriptures that maybe I'll be one of the first ones to see it. Not because I'm so intelligent, but because I want to see the truth. As far as I know, there were only a handful of people in this whole country who would not do a digital picture on their driver's license or ID card. Digital mean number, a number of a man. My personal number was given my uniqueness was given to a beast system that now goes worldwide on Interpol. Your facial recognition number is all over the world, folks, if you have a digital picture on your driver's license or ID card. Why do people do it? Well, they were trained to do it. No one ever told me different. The same thing with the mark of the beast. The same thing with this final scenario of takedown of this country. The same thing. We're seeing it happen right now. Please understand this. As far as I know, myself and a couple others here in the state were the first ones to see this. They did not fall into the snare of the digital picture. No, we're not intelligent. We just listen to the Holy Spirit. Another gentleman out of Canada, before I understood myself, named George Bothwell, shared some of this with us before I saw it myself. And when the Spirit talked to me, spoke to me, said, you cannot do the driver's license with the digital picture. I put up an argument. Of course I can. Everybody else has. And the Holy Spirit told me, I'm not speaking to everybody else. I'm speaking to you. You see, this is a personal decision we all must make. If you do it because of peer pressure or fear, it's not your personal decision. But if you're part of a crime because of peer pressure, then you're just as guilty as the one who talked you into it. Folks, just because the whole crowd goes that direction, you don't have to go that way. As a matter of fact, when you see the masses running to the right, you go to the left or whatever. Don't follow the masses. Only a few are going to find the right path. And folks, I'm not having time for phone calls tonight. I'm sorry. I don't have time for phone calls. I'm so sorry, but I want to get this out. Please understand, Christ said in Matthew 7, only a few are going to find it, the path, the straight path. Only a few. Only a few. Only a few. I said only a few. Now, what are you going to do? What's your answer? Are you going to follow the crowd because they're telling you you have to, because they're pressuring you, because they're threatening you, they're going to withhold your paycheck, your Social Security check? Folks, it won't be easy. He didn't say it'd be easy. He never promises a rose garden. He said, if you follow me, it's going to cost you. It'll cost you your family. It may cost you a home. It may cost everything that you own this earth. But you'll save your soul through him. He said, what's a profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? It won't be easy, folks. It's not even easy right now. I can't even get into a hospital to get a test done because I won't wear a mask. I know what the future holds for me, folks. I'm not in charge of that. I wish I had some insight on some things I could tell people more definitely, but I'm not giving that gift. I'm just telling you, my friends, my brothers and sisters, and all those listening all over the world, that we're living in perilous times, as prophesied in Timothy. Perilous times. People will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They'll be selfish, greedy, wicked people, and said that the wicked man will deceive and be deceived. In other words, the wicked ones will deceive themselves and deceive others with them. Oh, I know that it isn't popular to say that. Well, you saying I'm wicked? No, I didn't say that. The Bible said what I said. I didn't say it. To tell me which one of us is righteous. Which one does God say is righteous? I think said no man's righteous. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But that does not mean that we have to continue down the same path, does it? We have to keep following the same path and taking further destruction. Doesn't mean that at all, does it? But the wicked will continue to be wicked. And will deceive more wicked people. Wicked people doesn't mean that you're out in the world openly sinning and destroying lives. It means that you're disobeying the laws of God. You're being led by man. You've been led by men who are covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemers. You've been led by people that hate God and hate you and hate him and hate you because of him, and Satan hates you with everything in his being to want to destroy you. These kind of people, folks, are going to lead people into damnation. Evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We've been seduced. We have been seduced. We have been seduced. Oh, seduction is so beautiful. Until you're in the spider's web. And the spider showed itself. Folks, stand for the truth. I'll see you in the office tomorrow, Lord willing. We do need your help, folks. We need your help financially to keep this thing going. I'll see you in church Saturday morning, too. Good night. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.